Untitled, Elder Richard L. Evans, Richard L. Evans, Conference Report, pages 50-51. I am almost tempted to say that the short talks are better than the long ones. I don't know whether I dare say it or not. I was interested this morning in hearing Brother Thomas E. McKay report conditions in the European missions, and particularly was I interested in hearing that the local missionaries in Great Britain had reported 60 baptisms. You presidents of stakes each has a mission in your stake. In spite of the intensive activity of this day, and some shortage of personnel, I am sure that if the missionaries of England, in the conditions in which they find themselves after this length of time, can do this kind of work, we can ably man and conduct our stake missions. Scattered throughout the length and breadth of the British mission there are not to be found as many members of the church as there are in many of our stakes, and their resources and opportunities cannot compare with ours, and yet they are going forward. We do appreciate the cooperation we have received from you stake presidents, and we ask you for a continuance of this cooperation in this highly important obligation which the Lord has placed upon us, and which should have yet greater emphasis and attention. The radio mail brings in a good deal of interesting comment from many thousands of people. One listener sent in a clipping from the Christian Advocate, 3 or 4 days ago. The Christian Advocate, according to its own masthead, is the official magazine of Methodism. This is the opening sentence of the clipping. If the prophets had kept out of politics, they would never have gotten into the Old Testament. It struck me rather forcibly, and also the thought struck me that if this had appeared in our own publication, someone would have criticized it as politics. But since it appeared in a Methodist publication, I suppose it is all right to present it here without hearing it derided as politics. Seriously, I believe the time is opportune to leave just this thought, since we are not now in the midst of any political campaign, since we face no immediate election, and since the heat of such things is not with us at the moment. As I looked back to those prophets who would never have gotten into the Old Testament if they had kept out of politics, I suddenly became aware that the Philistines certainly didn't like the politics of the Israelites. I am sure that the Pharaohs didn't like the politics of Moses when he led the children of Israel out of bondage. I am equally sure that Saul didn't like the politics of Samuel when, at the Lord's command, he anointed David king, and I am sure that the captains and kings didn't like the politics of Jeremiah, or any of the other prophets of God. But this fact is fundamental. The principles of religion enter into every activity of life. Should the activities of politics extend themselves into every activity of life, we must be increasingly careful to weigh every issue of politics according to principle, and not according to politics, if you please. I am sure that politics were attributed to the president of this church, by many. He took his stand, courageous and outspoken, on the prohibition question. For example, call it politics if you wish, the principle is there and always will be, and someday his stand will be vindicated. It has been already in the minds of thinking and honest men. I have been reading recently the last 20 sermons of Pastor Martin Niemöller, whose unfortunate country could no longer tolerate his preaching. In his next to last sermon is this comment: we are being accosted on all sides by statesmen, by the man on the street, who tells us, do not speak so loudly or you will land in prison. Pray do not speak so plainly. Surely you can say all that in a more obscure fashion. But, brothers and sisters, we are not allowed to put our bushel under a basket. One more sermon after that, and Martin Niemöller no more ascended to his pulpit, and I think he has never been heard from since. A quotation from Jeremiah will be of interest to all who have the sacred trust of leadership in the wards and stakes and missions of this church. Thus saith the Lord, stand in the court of the Lord's house, and speak unto all the cities of Judah all the words that I command thee to speak unto them. Diminish not a word. As we face the issues of the future, my brethren, may we, in the leadership of our people here at headquarters, and you in your stakes, weigh all the issues according to principle. There comes a time in the career of every man when he must speak according to the truth or break the trust of his office, and when the presidency of the church, and their associates in the general councils of the church, unitedly take a stand on any principle. Let us remember the prophets of the Old Testament, and meet the issues according to their merit as principles, and on no other consideration. I leave you my testimony of my gratitude to my Father in heaven for the presidency of this church, and those who are associated with them, for the restoration of the gospel, and all that it means. This is the work of the Lord, and it will go forward to the accomplishment of His purposes, regardless of the schemes of men and the confused issues of the day. God be with you. Amen.